George is an interesting
guy.
I would say I had to respect some things he did. But in the very beginnings of the cooperative study...
He was with Stair at the time.
Yeah, Stair's right. Fred Stair didn't do anything with the cooperative study. It was all George Mann, and there was a lady physicist. Do you remember her name? Very capable gal. George said, I don't want to go spending a half year or a year figuring out how to run this ultrasound of yours. He said, I'd like to come out to your lab and learn.
Good.
And he did.
Good.
And George was in the lab, I guess, something like 3 or 4 weeks, where he participated in the running of the samples during the... Well, what wasn't so great was after George left, about a month after that. He called me up and he said, John, he said, I hate to say this, but I can't find any of those lipoproteins at all.
Can't find them.
Can't find them. So I said, what do you mean you can't find them? He said, well, we went through the procedure. And
he had a centrifuge?
He had centrifuges, yes. See, they had a centrifuge. Cleveland had a centrifuge.
Okay.
And Pittsburgh.
I didn't realize that each had centrifuges.
Yeah.
Oh.
They got a separate. A prep and an analytical machine. He says, I'm sorry about it. He says, but we just don't find those lipoproteins. We don't find any of them. So I said, well, it's your clothes.
No.
I said, George, what are you telling me? You can't find these things. I said, if you follow the procedure we outlined, with human blood, I said, you're going to find lipoproteins in these glasses. He said, we don't find it. So I said, well, let's just start over talking about it. And we took each one of the steps, you know, you add this or something. And it came to one thing, he said, you invert the tube. So invert the tube, George?
Oh, no.
A simple mixing at the first stage.
Wow.
That solved the problem.